The Setrap Puja at Ganden Shatse is just beginning. The monks of Ganden Shatse are all seated and are already starting this special prayer session to our Dharma protector, Setrap, which will be conducted for and on behalf of Kachara House. The traditional prayer instruments like horns and bells are also getting ready to accompany the puja. Chen Rinpoche leads Kachara pilgrims into the Ganden Shatse prayer hall with body, speech and mind offerings. As always, offerings are first made to the throne, representing His Holiness, the Dalai Lama. The abbot of Ganden Shatse, Ken Rinpoche, puts on his hat to receive the body, speech and mind offerings from Chem Tulku Rinpoche. In making these offerings, we are actually making the sincere aspiration that we may achieve the same good qualities of body, speech and mind as the High Lamas and Buddhas. Rinpoche offers a kata to the abbot to receive his blessings. The abbot, out of extreme humility, insists on making the first offering instead. It was wonderful to see such spontaneous mutual respect. They then share an affectionate moment together. Next, Chem Rinpoche offers body, speech and mind to the Abbot Emeritus Kensho Konchok Chering Rinpoche, and then he humbly offers the body, speech and mind of Buddha to his root guru, His Holiness Kyabje Song Rinpoche. Chen Rinpoche bows low to show great humility and respect and makes aspirational prayers before each offering. Finally, he offers a kata to His Holiness, which His Holiness places over Rinpoche's shoulders as an acceptance of his prayers and a blessing. Chen Rinpoche visits the Setrap Chapel and makes prayers at the Setrap altar. Here, he offers a kata to the Setrap statue, which was handmade by His Holiness, Trijang Rinpoche, one of the tutors to His Holiness the Dalai Lama. This beautiful 13 deity, Yamantaka Mandala, was sponsored by His Holiness Tsong Rinpoche, and is one of the main focal points in the prayer hall. Dharma protectors are not confined to the Tibetan Buddhist tradition. Setrap was brought to Tibet from India by Lama Lodin Sherab. After a while in Tibet, Setrap told the Lama that he missed India and its lush forests. After thinking about it, the Lama composed an orchestra of musical instruments for Setrap. The thigh-bone trumpets and horns represent the elephants of the forest, which in turn represent strength and patience. The Damaru's cymbals and bells represent the mixture of noise in the forest, and when Setrap heard all this, he was very pleased by the Lama's offering. As the puja draws to an end, the Kachara pilgrims make offerings of incense to the Sangha. The disciplinarian puts on his hat and announces in chant style that the puja is over and asks the monks to bless us. The monks reply that they will. The monks of Ganden Shatse then start to leave the prayer hall to continue with their classes of study and debate, while the Kachara pilgrims remain in Setrap's chapel for a private prayer session. To have the opportunity to recite prayers in Setrap's chapel at Ganden Shatse is an honor indeed. The monks even opened up the cabinet and allowed us to place our pearl offerings on Setrap. This means that whenever the monks make prayers to Setrap, through our offerings we will be blessed over and over again. We now make our way to His Holiness Tsong Rinpoche's household, known as his Ladrang. The photo at the bottom is His Holiness Tsong Rinpoche's current incarnation, second, his previous incarnation, and at the top, his guru, His Holiness Trijang Rinpoche. The stupa contains the relics from His Holiness Tsong Rinpoche's previous incarnation. Chen Rinpoche shows utmost reverence with full prostrations to his root guru, His Holiness Tsong Rinpoche. He proceeds to make body, speech and mind of Buddha offerings to his guru, with heartfelt aspirations, as is the tradition.
And we offer precious medicines and vitamins and soaps and malas and muti, pearls that His Holiness Camp Sarangji. In this life and all lives, may we receive Dharma and attain His enlightened state.
The complete guru devotion Chem Rinpoche shows to this seemingly young man may be difficult to understand for those not familiar with the Buddhist belief of continuing mind streams. Buddhists believe that the mind does not perish at death, but continues onto the next life. However, only highly attained beings can control where and when they are reborn. Through a thorough process of identifying incarnations, Tibetan Buddhist high lamas have been traditionally returning, lifetime after lifetime, to help benefit others since beginningless time. Dzong Rinpoche is one of the most revered lamas in the Gelugpa lineage, and has had many incarnations that trace all the way back to the time of Lord Buddha. In his previous incarnation, he was the abbot of Ganden Shatse, and after this post, he traveled often to give teaching. He was also invited by Lama Yeshe and Lama Zopa to travel with them on world tours and give tantric and sutra teachings. To be able to meet him this time and to receive his blessings is incredibly meritorious and auspicious. The Kachara pilgrims must have had a lot of good karma and merit to meet such a high lama so early on in the day. We hope that we will gain the karma and merit to be able to meet such high lamas and learn from them again and again and again. A wonderful moment recorded for posterity with His Holiness Dzong Rinpoche.
This is Rinpoche's previously used small house. On the left is the sheep pen, on the right is his place.
This is exactly where my bed is. Then I sit here cutting and she walk back and forth. Everything's the same. This one I put up.
This one.
Nice, huh?
Yeah.
Happy. Because this is my guru's house, so I like to live here very much. And one time got snake inside. So I look inside, I look behind, look up, down, all around. Even now. Yeah. But when we build a retreat center, I'll make it better than this.
We are now on our way to visit Ganden Shatse's Abbot Emeritus, Kenso Konchok Chering Rinpoche. Kenso Konchok Chering Rinpoche is a great scholar and has worked hard and traveled for the monastery. He was one of the monks from the original Ganden in Tibet who came to India and helped set up Ganden as we know it today. Rinpoche makes an offering of a Tara statue to Kenso Konchok Chering Rinpoche to request him to remain and continue turning the wheel of Dharma and to teach his knowledge to others who will greatly benefit from it. Kenso Konchok Chering Rinpoche advised us, above all, to use this life to benefit others and strive towards enlightenment. We were then hosted for tea by Pukang Kangzen, Rinpoche's Kangzen. Monks from Pukang Kangzen make an offering of the pundit's hat to Chem Rinpoche to request him to turn the wheel of Dharma.
This is a gift from my Kangzen to me. It's a Dharma hat asking me to turn the wheel of Dharma, to spread Lama Tsongkhapa's teachings. When they give you the hat, it means that it's according to rank. It's very auspicious, Tsongkhapa's hat. And remember, this is auspicious. Why? It's given by the 400 monks. They represent them. So when they give you this hat, it means you have the authority to wear it, because not everybody can wear Lama Tsongkhapa's hat. Very nice. Good, right?
With the acceptance of the monk's offering for auspiciousness, Chemtoku Rinpoche puts on the pundit's hat. This represents that he accepts their request for him to turn the wheel of Dharma.